Video, 2-mile-long vehicle encampment shows result of California housing market. By Amy Farr on May 5, 2023. San Francisco families are trying to survive in RVs and trailers after the housing market forced them into the situation. The Daily Mail reported Friday there is a massive line of vehicles along Highway 101 winding along the coast for nearly 2 miles. Cities in Marin County, where on average homes cost $1.4 million, are pushing for the line along the highway to end after the number of residents living in their cars ballooned during the pandemic, the outlet said. Families have apparently set up tents and use portable barbecues for cooking. Officials say that there are at least 135 vehicles along Binford Road, on the outskirts of Novato, as the number who call it home has expanded, the outlet said. The average household income in the county is $131,000, which has left those with lower incomes nowhere to turn, it explained. Video footage from December shows the line of vehicles on Binford Road, and Kpik said some of those who live there had called it home for years. Terry Kramer told the outlet he found it several months prior. He called it peaceful, but there was a lot of thieves going on. You gotta look out for your stuff. Other than that, everybody gets along. In April, Breitbart News reported California lost 500,000 people between the beginning of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic and the middle of 2022. The decline was apparently worst in the counties of San Francisco and Los Angeles. The outlet cited a report from the Public Policy Institute of California that said 61% of the state's likely voters say rising prices are causing financial hardship. The same report found high housing cost had led a third of respondents to consider leaving the state. Per the Mail article, residents near the area are trying to close the encampment by helping those involved with basic services. In addition, state funding may help remedy the problem. Meanwhile, Governor Gavin Newsom, D., and local lawmakers in November argued over who should take responsibility for the rampant homelessness across the state, according to a report. Officials have long disagreed over who should be in charge of the problem, according to Breitbart News. The outlet noted that the state has over 116,000 people sleeping on its streets, which is the most in the United States, in addition to being one of the most expensive housing markets across the country.